Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
This is a weird War of the Roses this week. First of all, we start off with Brittany, but Brittany is not your real name, correct?
Correct.
And now you asked us to change your name to protect your identity, but you also asked us to change your voice too, or else you wouldn't come on the air. So if Brittany's voice sounds a little weird, it's because we're using the pitch bender on it today. Okay, so tell everybody who we're putting to the test today.
My boss, David.
Okay, so we're calling your boss, which is why you wanted to be as anonymous as possible.
Yes.
Okay, why are we putting your boss, David, to the test today?
So me and a couple coworkers believe he's actually having an affair with a girl who works in our building. Her name is Nikki.
Okay, and you said affair. So your boss is married then?
Yeah, but we think he's hooking up with this girl, Nikki, and his wife has no idea.
Oh boy.
Do you know his wife?
Me? I mean, not personally, no, but I've met her once at a company Christmas party.
I see. And you think he's messing around on his marriage with this Nikki person?
We all do.
Okay, so what makes you think this? Like, have you seen them together or anything?
Yeah, a few times. One night I came in to get something off my computer that I was going to work on at home because we're all still working at home at the time because of COVID. And when I got there, they were the only ones in the building. So it was just those two. And I saw them and they were both totally caught off guard when they saw me.
Okay, caught off guard like they were doing something?
Yeah.
Were there any signs? Like when you walked in, were his pants off or something?
No, but you could just tell something was going on. And at that point, we'd already suspected something was going on between them, but just didn't have any evidence.
Okay. Did you consider finding them together alone evidence?
Not exactly, because it wasn't like they were making out or anything. I mean, they could have been working on something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they were working on something, all right. So you said in your email, do not, under any circumstances, let my boss know that somebody from the office called to do this.
Yes, please don't, because all of our jobs are at stake if he found out.
Okay, I gotcha. And how many of you are in on this little conspiracy group?
4 of us, including myself.
Okay, and you all have this same theory?
Yes, but at this point, it's just a lot of rumors and office gossip. We don't have any actual proof.
Right.
Okay, so say you get proof. Do you plan on telling his wife?
Not unless I want to lose my job, so no.
but you just want to know for your own sanity.
Well, that, and if he ever tries to blame me for something that isn't my fault, then I can always say, well, maybe it's time I had a talk with your wife about Nikki.
Oh, so this is leverage for you then.
I mean, I don't think I could ever do that, but it's nice to know if I had to, then I could.
I gotcha. Okay, so let's call up your boss and we'll see who he sends his roses to and what he puts on the card. I'm assuming you're okay with us putting all this on the air.
Yes.
Darling at random.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with a David, please.
This is David.
Good morning, David. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users and we reward those people with like a little prize. Basically, as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, okay. That's a neat idea. Who came up with that one?
Somebody who probably gets paid a lot more than me.
Well, whoever it was, tell them I like it.
I will be sure to pass on the message. So do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about the prize you won?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So this month's prize is flowers, and everybody who wins receives a beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I was calling you is because we've discovered that a lot of our guy winners didn't really want the flowers, but they asked us to send them to their wife or girlfriend instead. So is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather have us send them directly to you instead?
So you would just like send them to somebody like on my behalf?
Yes. So they'll arrive like a normal flower delivery. We'll even put a card inside so that person will know it was a gift from you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay, great. So the first thing I need from you is the name of the person that you would like us to send your flowers to. So I need a first and last name.
All right. First name is Nicole, and her last name is
Nicole. Okay. And like I said, the flowers, they come with a card as well, and we can print any message you'd like as long as it's under 180 characters. So what would you like us to put on the card for you?
Put down the message, I realize how hard this decision is. Just know that I'm here for you no matter what you decide. And then just sign it D.
And did you want to put with love or sincerely or anything like that?
Nope, just the message I gave you.
Okay, no problem. Now, can you hang on for a quick second while I get this all filled out and then I'll get the address from you, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, perfect. Hang on.
Holy crap. All right, hang on a second. Hang on a second. David? Okay, I wanted to make sure you couldn't hear us. Remember, I screwed up a few weeks ago and the guy was still on? Okay, so fake Brittany, what does that message mean?
I have no idea, you guys. This is so, it's so crazy.
Okay, but that person he picked, that was your Nikki girl, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so what does that message mean then? No matter what decision you choose, what did he say again?
He said, I know it's a hard decision, and I'm here for you no matter what you decide.
Yes. Okay. What does that mean?
I mean, it could mean he asked her to run away with him. It could mean she's pregnant and the baby is his. It could mean he wants to leave his wife, but only if she wants to stay together.
All right. Honestly, it could also mean maybe she got another job offer somewhere else and he asked her to stay. It doesn't have to be scandalous.
Shut up. I mean, it's scandalous. You don't send somebody roses just to say, gee, golly, I hope you stay working at this job. Like, no.
Well, you would if you were trying to sway them. Plus, you heard what he said when you asked him, do you want to sign it with love? He said, nope.
No, I think she's pregnant. I think it's his. And I think he wants to leave his wife.
Well, I think we should let the audience decide. Text us what you think is happening at 757-104, or you can call us at 473-1045 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.